This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley for our first full weekend in April.
Yeah.
We've turned the corner, gotten through the first quarter of the year already. Gotten through, let's see, we've gotten through so far this year, New Year's.
Yeah.
Although New Year's Eve is kind of more the holiday,
right,
it seems
into
like.
The, yeah.
But got through New Year's. We got through, what other holidays we get through?
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day. I suppose you'd call Super Bowl Sunday a holiday.
Yeah.
Everybody gets together like it's Christmas, so why not? We'll do that.
Yep. Easter.
And yes, of course, we've gotten through Easter now, too, because it was early this year. What's the next one coming up? I can't believe that you even have to think about it in your condition.
In my condition?
You're pregnant, right?
Yeah. Yes.
What's
May Day?
What? May?
May basket?
What happens like the second Sunday in May?
Oh, Mother's Day.
Wow. The light bulb just went on. Holy smokes.
I guess I take myself for granted.
I was going to say, they're going to throw you out of the sorority if you don't even remember that day. Now, most folks would immediately go to Memorial Day,
mm-hmm.
being the end of May. But that's the one I first thought of was Mother's Day.
Yeah.
But actually, there's one that I wouldn't really call it a holiday, but there's another big day on the calendar that comes before that yet. Do you have any idea what it is?
No.
Oh, you're going to hate me when I say what it is then. Oh, it's nothing bad. Well, it is something bad, but April 15th. Tax day.
Tax.
Yeah.
I'm done, so I'm good. I gotta pay state
game.
Yet, but
I'm out of the game. I'm done.
Yep.
I'm out. I quit. That's it. No more. You get no more.
You've
taken as much blood as you can. The next when I look at the calendar here in April, that's the day that jumps right off the page is Monday, April 15th. Because April 15th, of course, is federal tax deadline day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yay. But it's a day that people take a look at because you have to be aware of those kinds of things. The last thing you want to do is miss that day on the calendar. You know, you miss somebody's birthday, you can always make it up.
Mm-hmm.
There might be interest to pay, but it might just be a small apology.
Yeah.
Or getting one of those, sorry, I missed your birthday cards.
Yeah.
Miss tax day, and then there is interest to pay.
They're not so forgiving.
Yeah, they're not quite as forgiving as you'd like to think. So, yeah, make sure you circle that one on the calendar. Make sure you don't miss that one. But along those lines, I was looking the other day at an email that was sent out by the Internal Revenue Service.
Boo.
The Internal Revenue Service sent out a note called the Dirty Dozen. They list each year some common tax scams that often will peak during the tax filing season. And they want taxpayers to be aware of these types of things, so of course they can protect themselves against claims that sound too good to be true.
Okay.
I don't know. Is it something like those late night things we see on TV?
Oh.
It's so good.
Selling products that you just have to have.
Guess what? We're doubling the order! That's kind of a running joke in our household anymore. And guess what? We'll double the order. You just pay for separate shipping.
Yeah.
But taxpayers who buy into illegal tax scams oftentimes can end up facing significant penalties and interest and even criminal prosecution. So you want to stay away from things like this. Things that made their Dirty Dozen list this year include things like identity theft.
Hmm.
You know, that's always something that unfortunately we always have to be on the lookout for. But tax fraud through the use of identity theft actually tops this year's Dirty Dozen list, according to the IRS. They say combating identity theft and refund fraud is always a top priority for their agency. The IRS has an ID theft strategy that focuses on prevention, detection, and victim assistance. And during 2012, the IRS protected $20 billion of fraudulent refunds, including those related to identity theft. And that compares to $14 billion in 2011, so it was growing. Taxpayers who believe they might be at risk of identity theft due to lost or stolen personal information should always immediately contact the IRS so that the agency can take action to secure their tax account.
Hmm.
You know, sometimes people
I
end
never
up...
thought of that.
Yeah, sometimes people end up seeing their refunds just, well, they never see their refunds. They don't show up. Well, what happens is they end up going to somebody else. Somebody else kind of took over your account. All kinds of things can happen along those lines, so be careful. Phishing. And I'm not talking about throwing a line in the water. Phishing, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. It typically involves an unsolicited email or fake website that seems legitimate, but it lures victims into providing their personal and financial information. And once the scammers obtain that info, They can commit identity theft or financial theft very, very easily. So the IRS doesn't initiate contact with taxpayers by email. So if you ever get an email that says, hey, we're from the IRS, we need this information from you, it is absolutely not true. They never, ever, ever do that, with all apologies to Taylor Swift. They never, ever, ever, ever do that, okay? So any of that kind of stuff. So phishing is another one. Return preparer fraud. Although most return preparers are reputable and provide good service, of course, you always want to hire someone carefully when you're going to have them prepare your tax return. They kind of get a lot of your information, so you want to make sure you know who you're working with. There are other things, too. Some of them don't really apply so much to some of us, but hiding income offshore, that's one form of tax evasion. People use a lot of different types of things like that. Free money from the IRS and tax scams involving Social Security is another one. Beware of scammers who prey on people with low income. The elderly, church members around the country, scammers use flyers and ads with bogus promises of refunds that actually don't exist. And those schemes often target people who have little or no income and normally don't have to file a tax return. So in some cases, a victim may be due a legitimate tax credit or a refund, but the scammers fraudulently inflate the income or use other false information to file a return to obtain a larger refund. People taking your money. Other things, too, is people impersonating charitable organizations. That happens a lot after major disasters. It's pretty common for scam artists to impersonate charities to get money or personal information from folks who are well-intentioned.
Right.
You know, they really want to help. So be careful of those kinds of things. False and inflated income and expenses and things like that, just be careful about that kind of stuff. False Form 1099 refund claims. Frivolous arguments. They say promoters of frivolous schemes often advise taxpayers to make unreasonable and outlandish claims to avoid paying the taxes that they owe. They're false arguments that the courts have constantly thrown out, so while taxpayers have the right to contest their tax liabilities in court, you know, obviously no one has the right to disobey the law, so be careful about the arguments. Falsely claiming zero wages, disguised corporate ownership, misuse of trusts, things like that. There are lots of different ways that people will sometimes use different scams and stuff during those seasons. Yeah, I'm guessing the IRS has probably seen just about every imaginable creative thing that's out there. So probably want to be a little careful with those kinds of things. Last thing you want to do is get yourself in some sort of trouble because, you were trying to snag a couple extra bucks here.
It'll probably cost you more.
Well, and of course, the other side of the coin, too, is in some cases, they're warning us about behavior on our part. But in other cases, they're warning us about other people's behavior, too, and trying to get our information and things. So I know it's a stressful time, and we're getting down to nuts and bolts time here anyway. So if you haven't done that already, get it taken care of. And, you know, something else that you may, I should preface this with a disclaimer. I obviously am not a tax professional. You might not want to take all of my advice, obviously. But, you know, one of the things, too, it's important to do this time of the year, too, because people's situations change. You know, your income may have changed. You may have retired in the last year. You may have taken on a new job. You know, there are all kinds of things that can change, you know, your tax liability through the years. But one of the things that you want to make sure you always do at this time of the year, when you're getting your taxes prepared for this year to find out how much you owed from last year or how much you might get back, is to try to, as best you can, with your tax preparer, set down a plan for the rest of this year now, too. You know, if you're someone who's getting a gigantic refund back, I mean, some people sit down and think, oh, right, I'm getting a big tax refund. I hate it.
Yeah,
I don't want a big tax refund. That just means I made an interest-free loan to the government. They took my money and used it for a year, and now I get it back and don't get interest.
Right.
You know, my goal would always be to break even. I would love to go to a tax preparer sometime, and he says, oh, you owe zero, and they owe you nothing. That would be perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah, it worked out. And I know some people, they can't save. They just can't save. So the only way that they can save money is by just going about their business and getting a big tax check at the end of the year. If it wasn't for that, they wouldn't save anything. And that's, you know, that's fine. I guess that's a strategy.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other side of the coin, too, is if you owe a lot of money at the end of the year, you may have to make some adjustments and things there, too, depending upon your circumstances and situation. But it's always a good time to sit down and talk to your tax preparer, too, so you can kind of make a reasonable plan.
Right.
It takes too long to save for retirement anymore.
Yeah.
So I suppose a reasonable plan needs to start soon.
Yes, anyway. Start now.
Okay, my head's spinning. That's too much money talk. All right, let's get off the money, right?
Okay.
Let's move on. You got some things to talk about with us this week?
Oh, I sure do. The Green Ridge Steam Club's second annual trail ride. That's on Sunday, April 7th at 1. They'll also have a poker run available, and it's a free will donation meal that will be at the end of the ride. Green Ridge is located 1 mile south and then 1 mile west and 2.5 miles south of Irwin. Hitches and carts are welcome, and they're asking for responsible riders only. Exira Mason's Scholarship Breakfast Fundraiser, that's on Sunday, April 7th. It's going on until 12:30 at the Brayton Town Hall, and they'll be serving biscuits and gravy, Belgian waffles, French toast, and eggs. It's all you can eat for a free will donation. And the proceeds from that, they go to the Exira EHK 2013 Scholarships for their graduating seniors. And this is sponsored by the Exodus Masonic Lodge 342. That's the Exira Mason's Scholarship Breakfast Fundraiser on April 7th at the Brayton Town Hall. And that goes from 8:30 to 12:30. The Walnut Public Library, they're hosting the Scholastic Book Fair during National Library Week. That's April 8th through the 13th. The book fair open Monday through Friday from 1 to 6 and then 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on April 13th. There'll be drawings for door prizes, and everyone who purchases items $20 or more will receive a free poster. And then April 13th, it'll be a special family event. They'll have refreshments and a gift for everyone attending. Funds raised will help purchase books for the children's collection at the library. So go to the Walnut Library for their Scholastic Book Fair. It's for National Library Week. That's April 8th through the 13th. St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic, their Rummage and Bake Sale is on April 10th from 4 to 7, and then also on April 11th from 8 a.m. to 2. There'll be plants and clothes, baked goods, collectibles, households, just lots of good stuff. There's no early sales, and they do ask that you please use the west door. That's St. Paul's Lutheran Church Rummage Sale and Bake Sale. That's here in Atlantic on April 10th from 4 to 7, and then also on April 11th from 8 to 2. Over in Anita, they're having their Red Cross Blood Drive on April 10th. That is from 8:30 to 2:30 at the Cam High School. The Lewis Public Library Heritage Center, they're going to feature a program by Dana Kunze. It's on his trip to China. That's on April 11th at 7 p.m. That's at the Lewis Public Library Heritage Center. Their program by Dana Kunze on his trip to China on April 11th at 7 p.m. West Central Community Action, they're still taking applications for the 2012-2013 Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. It's there to assist eligible families with their home heating bill. It's funded by the Department of Health and Human Services through the Iowa Department of Human Rights, DCA. The last day to apply for energy assistance this year is April 30th, so you're going to want to hurry and call 243-5421 before April 30th to sign up for the West Central Community Action for their Home Energy Assistance Program. The 7th District American Legion Spring Conference, that's on April 12th from 7 to 9 p.m. And then also on April 13th from 9 to 4, it's at the Elks Lodge, and they'll have various speakers. Faith Sound, they'll be performing at the Atlantic First United Methodist Church on April 14th at 11 a.m. What Faith Sound is they're an interdenominational contemporary musical group comprised of youth from Western Iowa. Also, then that same day, the United Methodist Men will be hosting a free Will Pancake Breakfast in Fellowship Hall. It's at the North Entry, first floor. And time for their pancake breakfasts are 8 to 8:30, 10 to 10:45, and noon to 1. And that's Faith Sound performing at the Atlantic First United Methodist Church on April 14th at 11 a.m. And then the United Methodist Men will host their pancake breakfast from 8 to 8:30, 10 to 10:45, and noon to 1. There's a Red Cross blood drive coming up on April 16th that will be in Griswold. Their blood drive is from 11 to 5 at the Central Church of Christ. The Friends of the Library Used Book Sale is coming up. That's on April 19th and 20th. That will be held at the Atlantic Public Library. For April 19th, it is from 11:30 to 5:30. And they'll have a pre-sale event for members of Friends of the Library. That is from 9:30 to 11:30. And memberships are available at the door. And then on April 20th, the sale is from 9:30 to noon. Later coming up in May, there's a benefit coming up. It's a benefit dinner and auction for Gene Evelyn. It's on May 11th at 5 p.m. at the Walnut Legion Hall. He recently had to have both legs amputated due to complications from diabetes. Proceeds and donations will go towards modifications to their home to make it more accessible for him. If you'd like to make a donation, you can contact Donnie at 249-4654. You can also send a donation in to the Walnut Fire and Rescue Association, care of Gene Evelyn, P.O. Box 778 in Walnut, Iowa, 51577. Or you can give it to any Walnut Fire personnel. Also, a fund has been set up at Rolling Hills Bank and Trust in Walnut. Again, that's a benefit dinner and auction for Gene Evelyn on May 11th at 5 p.m. at the Walnut Legion Hall.
Very good. I have a few things here, too, to share with you this weekend. The Boy Scout Troop number 90 will have a fundraiser breakfast at the St. Michael's Parish Hall in Harlan this Sunday, April 7th, from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., and you can get your tickets at the door. It's free will offering is what they're asking for there to hope to raise some money there for some of the activities they have going on. Also coming up this Monday, April the 8th, the Better Elkhorn Club will hold its spring banquet at the Exira EHK High School. 6:30 p.m. is the start time. Tickets are $15. You can get your tickets at Marnie Elkhorn Telephone, Shelby County State Bank, and the Danish Windmill. And again, get them early on. It's Better Elkhorn Club spring banquet. Just a reminder for all those folks who have their tickets already, Monday, April 8th, 6:30 p.m. at the Exira EHK High School. And that's coming up as, boy, Tivoli time's not too far down the road either.
Oh, wow, yeah.
For the Danish villages. Yeah, when we talk about holidays, I guess around here we can't forget that one either,
yeah.
Can we?
We forgot something with food.
Yeah, I know. Go figure that. We never do that. Also, Nashville, Tennessee pianist and comedian Brian Hansen will be in concert coming up this next Thursday evening, April 11th, at the Atlantic Church of the Nazarene. That's at 500 Hazel Street here in Atlantic, and that'll be at 7 o'clock through the his piano music and the audience participation. And he's got, of course, a great sense of humor. You can't be called a comedian, I think, without a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
I think it's a job requirement. But it's a kind of a blend of traditional favorites, some contemporary praise and worship. There'll be some laughs, so it'll be a good evening. They'll have ask for a love offering and some fellowship after the concert as well. Again, that's coming up this Thursday evening, April 11th, 7 p.m. at the Atlantic Church of the Nazarene. That's at 500 Hazel Street here in Atlantic, if you are interested in stopping on by. Also, here's something that's coming up here not too far down the road that I think you really should take a serious interest in. Because folks, we tend to forget history sometimes. And as we get further away, more and more generations away from certain things, we tend to kind of put things on a back burner. And, you know, sometimes I wonder a bit today if we seem to be quite as concerned with the future by concentrating on the past. Anyway, where I'm going with this is the Atlantic Public Library will have an event coming up on April 16th. It'll be World War II Navy veteran Clarence Fundheller. He'll be sharing his experience of the day he was on the USS Maryland at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, when Japanese planes bombed Pearl Harbor on December 7th of 1941, which was, of course, the impetus that got the United States involved in World War II. So if you are interested in being a part of that, it's open to the public. That Pearl Harbor program will be held April 16th. Now, that's a Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Atlantic Public Library at 507 Poplar Street. If you need more information about that, you can contact the library at 243-5466. That's Clarence Fundheller, a World War II Navy veteran. He'll talk about his experiences of being on the USS Maryland when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor on December 7th of 1941. They were targeting all of those ships that were in the harbor there. Can you imagine being on a ship that was being targeted?
Can't really get out of there too quick.
Well, and I think we've all seen footage and what have you, if nothing else, movies and stuff, mm-hmm. of the craziness and whatever else, but just imagine how crazy things must have been at that point. We've all read the books and what have you and stuff too, but especially for the younger generation, important to get them in touch with those types of things so that they don't forget, you know, all the things that have happened too. So make sure that you give them a chance to check that stuff out. We need to take a short break. Stay with us. We will be back right after you listen to this.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, back with more here on our program. Thanks for joining us, by the way. We always appreciate you spending a little bit of your time with us here on the radio. Mm-hmm. Got some birthdays for us this week?
I sure do. We have a card shower planned for Darlene Justice's 80th birthday. Darlene Justice of Irwin will be celebrating her 80th birthday on April 7th, and her family is requesting a card shower in her honor. You can send her a card to wish her a happy birthday to 1746 Street, F24, Irwin, Iowa, 51446. Again, that's 1746 Street, F24, Irwin, Iowa, 51446. Darlene has two children and two grandsons. Marcella Smith is celebrating her 95th birthday in April. It's on April 8th, and she's celebrating with her family at a local restaurant. You'd still like to send her a card, you can send that to P.O. Box 266 in Earlene, Iowa, 51530. Again, that's P.O. Box 266 in Earlene, 51530. She has five children, 19 grandchildren, 30 great-grandchildren, and one great-great-grandson. So happy birthday to Marcella Smith of Earlene, celebrating her 95th birthday on April 8th. I'd like to wish happy birthday to Garnett Axland of Irwin, celebrating her 90th birthday with an open house, which will be hosted by her family on Sunday, April 7th from 12:30 to 3:30 at the Irwin Community Building. Friends and family are invited to attend, and Garnett has three children, nine grandchildren, and 20 great-grandchildren, and she's asking for no gifts, please. So happy birthday to Garnett Axland of Irwin, celebrating her 90th birthday on April 7th from 12:30 to 3:30 with that open house at the Irwin Community Building. Also, happy birthday to Mildred Stapleton, celebrating her 95th birthday on April 22nd. If you'd like to send her a card, she'd love to hear from you. You can send her a card to 320 West 3rd Street in Messina, Iowa, 50853. Again, that's 320 West 3rd Street in Messina, 50853. So happy birthday to Mildred Stapleton, celebrating her 95th birthday coming up April 22nd.
Very good. I don't have any anniversaries here in front of me. Don't have any new babies
no
to tell
babies,
you about either.
No.
If I could kind of throw one in from the past, dad's birthday was this past Tuesday, April 2nd, so happy birthday to Dad, too, even though I'm a little bit late now in doing that, but that's the way it goes.
Well, he's more forgiving than IRS, I'm sure.
Absolutely. No interest there.
Yeah.
I wanted to, before we our time slips away here this weekend, I wanted to take a chance to kind of recap. You know, last Sunday was, it was this holiday. What was it? Oh, yeah, it was Easter.
Yeah.
You were in Griswold last Saturday.
Yep.
For a volleyball tournament.
Yes.
It was alumni thing?
Yep.
How'd that go?
We got third.
Well, not too bad.
Not too bad. Third out of fifth. You know, we did win it 2 years ago, and I think we got like second or third maybe last year too. So we're keeping up there with the young kids.
The young kids.
Yes, I know. Or actually, I think the oldest team that was there won it. So that's pretty impressive. Yeah,
right.
To beat all the kids that just had a, you know, just graduated and...
Way to go, old
guys. Yeah, so
nice.
That was great.
So I have to ask you now, what's it like playing volleyball when you're pregnant?
You get tired a lot quicker.
I bet you do.
That's for sure, yeah. I might not go for as many dives, but...
No, I would say that would be something
no,
you wouldn't want to do.
No, it was still a lot of fun. It was a long day, a lot of games in a row. We had like three or four games in a row before we finally got a break, but they stopped for the Easter egg hunt. So took Wyatt to that and...
But you're only in, what, your fourth month of pregnancy?
Yeah, I'm 4 months.
So you're not all that far along where it's desperate that you have to do nothing but sit in a chair.
Yeah, if my doctor probably wouldn't have wanted me to maybe play, but it's okay.
As long as you took it easy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, now let's get on to the other part of that, because that was the other part. Because you were in Griswold for this alumni volleyball thing, you took your boy Wyatt, who's about a year and a half almost, to the Griswold Easter egg hunt.
Yes.
How did that go?
good and bad. We let him walk himself, so he didn't get any Easter eggs. But you still can get in line, and they give, you know, a bag of candy with some juice in it for everybody. So, and my dad was up there, so, you know, we took him up there so he can get to see his grandpa and hand out the candy. And they still give him eggs and a 50-cent piece.
Did he have fun, though? Did he have a good time?
I think so. Then Mike took him to my parents' house, and she had an Easter egg hunt for him. And I think kind of was picking it up a little bit, because then by Sunday he was getting the hang of it. We had another Easter egg hunt with Mike's family. So when we were looking for eggs that time, oh, yeah, he was putting it in the basket, you know, going to the next one. So he gets it.
He's discovered the wonders of chocolate.
Yes. Yeah, I think he might have had a little bit too much. He was trying to eat the candy with the wrapper, which I can understand. You know, he doesn't know, but we'd see him trying to stuff a bunch of candy in his mouth at once. And it's like, no, you can't do that.
You can't eat the foil wrapper.
No.
That just doesn't work.
That's
out
what it was,
well.
Too. It was Rolos. He was eating the foil. No.
Oh, he is so hungry. Do you feed that boy?
Yes. He's heavy.
He's so hungry. He had a good time. So what's he fascinated by? I mean, is he fascinated by the tastes or the colors or...
of the eggs?
Yeah. Of everything.
Yeah, just kind of everything. He's just always like, oh, you know. And he does a lot of uh-ohs, which I don't know why he was always doing that. But yeah, he'd pick up one, oh, and be kind of proud of it. And shake it if there's candy in it or not.
Well, he does uh-oh because he's a guy. And as guys, we understand. We are always wrong, so we always try to get out in front
exactly.
of the apology
he's
thing.
Quick.
Uh-oh, sorry, didn't mean to do that. Yeah, he'll be married someday. He'll understand. Yeah.
Yep.
No, I mean, there's just so many colors and things. I mean, the tastes and the smells and everything, depending upon what everybody does during the Easter holiday. But, you know, you've got jelly beans that are all different colors and eggs that are all different colors and things. You didn't do any egg coloring with him.
No, but he did with my mom.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. It was just those things you put, like, in a little plastic bag, I think. And I don't think he was really too in it from the pictures that I saw. And like I said, he kind of looked at it, you know. But
I didn't know if maybe he was too young yet to really appreciate what he was doing and have a lot of fun with it.
Right.
Well, it's always fun. You know, that's kind of the neat thing about those types of holidays, too. I mean, obviously, there's the bigger meaning to those things. But, you know, on the other side, too, it's kind of fun for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as adults, we remember how much fun we had with those days. I assume you had some fun with those days. You know, so it's kind of fun to sit back and watch the next generation have a good time with those things. And, you know,
I think it was more fun for us than probably, you know, his grandpa and grandma's.
Yeah.
That...
And you're probably like me at this point in your life, too, that I couldn't care less if I ever get another gift in my life. I really don't care. Yeah. I mean, I appreciate it when people do that, but I really couldn't care less if I ever get another gift.
Right.
But I love giving gifts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
just seeing their face.
Exactly. And, there's nothing more fun than to see a kid's face light up after you've done something like that. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a kid either. But, you know, it's fun to see those kinds of things. And that's when you get a chance to get family. And in your case, you're fortunate because most of your family is here.
Yeah, they're all close.
So everybody gets a chance to experience all those kinds of things, too. Appreciate that. It might not always be that way. So, but it's fun. It's a good time. And I hope people had a chance to get out and do those types of things. I know I did happen to drive by the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab's Easter egg hunt here in Atlantic. Man, am I glad I'm not in charge of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I want to take him to that, but it just didn't quite work out. Maybe next year.
That takes a lot of logistics to make that one happen.
I'm sure.
And a lot of volunteers, too. A lot of folks looked like they were having a lot of fun up there.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah, a lot of kids got a lot of stuff. So, you know, we went over last week, the week before, all these Easter egg hunts and things going on around the area. So hope everybody got a chance as best they could to get out and enjoy those types of things. And now let's get on to some serious springtime summer weather.
Yes.
Huh? All right, we've got
Easter. No more of that snow in the morning scraping my windshield. I hope that was the last time. Now this week.
Well, the nice thing is over the next several days here this weekend and early next week, the forecast as far out as we go, 4 or 5 days, it's calling for 60-degree weather.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
about
you.
Time.
We are ready. We are ready.
Yes.
Very good. Well, that's all the time we have for you this week. And as always, we appreciate you spending some of your weekend here with us. This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.